Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it to everyone for being here. It is Auto World weekend to everyone, and for you folks listening on a different day and different hour slot there, hey, thank you. Appreciate it. I salute, and I actually give the Auto World affiliates a hug when they accept them, which they have to accept it. Anyway, good to have you along to into the Greasy Garage Studio with me every week. I do appreciate that. I really do, folks. It means a lot to me to help you get through your Auto World. I know a lot of us have challenges out there, and some of you might call them problems. Well, okay. Well, we'll get them fixed. That's what it's about here at Auto World. Been doing it 45 plus years, and that means that, well, I might have, that's a little opportunity there for you to take advantage of me, meaning that that's why I'm here, meaning that I've heard that sound. I've smelled that smell. Ooh, that smell. I've been there. I guess I never thought that I'd be an old guy, but it's actually working. Back when I first started being a younger guy on the streets, doing my business, started from nothing, the repair business, and growing it and growing the clientele list. That's what it's all about. I mean, and of course, growing the client, you, our listeners, our clientele list, our customers of Auto World out there, that means that the toolboxes just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, full of tools, because the cars keep changing. And with that, that means that yours truly, along with the other shops and technicians, have to continuously keep reading and keep up on it. And that's all for you. So sometimes if you've been around a little couple more days than the other technician, you might have already heard that same story out of a customer's mouth. And you say, oh, yeah, that's, I've been there, done that. That's all you need to do. And that's why I'm here. Good to have you along, 855-660-4261. We're going to get to the emails today, of course, through the email bag. Got quite a few of them. And also, that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Follow me on Facebook. Thank you for following me. I appreciate that. We're all full. They only let us have 5,000 friends. Gosh, I need more room, Facebook. Come on. Anyway, follow me there and face friend us anyway. If when somebody drops out, we can get you in there. Instagram is Auto World Media. Just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. Again, LinkedIn too, folks. So today here on Auto World, not only are we going to have a word with Mark at the end of the third hour, but, oh, we have got a new study out. Let's just get to it right now. Put this bad boy in first gear and pull away from the curb. Oh, I think we just dropped a curb feeler. Oh, that's all right. Okay, folks, a brand new study reveals that the obvious, I guess, yeah, 36% of you want pickup trucks now more than ever. Yeah, here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from, in Boise, Idaho, downtown in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, pickup trucks are everywhere. I've got some numbers for you. Not only 30 in 2023, this is, they're most popular everywhere. We are coast to coast. You folks listening, we are there coast to coast. Do you see a lot of trucks on the road? Do you own a truck? Would you rather have a truck? Well, 36% of you are, yes, we want pickup trucks. And I have for you the top five models that potential buyers have shown interest in and are owning them already. Which models do you think makes the manufacturer brand? Who do you think's on the top of the list? Who's on the bottom? Well, let's get right to it. 36% of you want the number, let's go, okay, at the bottom, number five, the Ford F-250 and the Ford F-350 and the F-450 Super Duty is number five on the list. Let's go up to number four. Ram 1500 is what most of you want next. And then on the third one up is the GMC Sierra 1500 half ton. Number two, though, we're going to get to number one. But number two slot, 36% of you want and express more interest than any other vehicle on the road. Number two is the Ford F-150. So who beat Ford out in the number one slot? Chevrolet. Chevrolet comes, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500 pickup, which is classified as a half ton, is the most wanted and the most interest, shown the most interest of all of the other brands, folks. But here's the top 10 considering right now over SUVs. So you still want the trucks over SUVs. Believe it or not, on the number 10 slot, Ford Explorer. You're considering it over a pickup truck. You're considering number 9, which is a Honda Accord, over a pickup truck. What? Yeah. Number 8, the Silverado 2500, 3500 heavy-duty full-size truck. Number 7, back on the list, is the Honda CR-V over having a pickup truck. Yep. Number 6, the Dodge Durango. Number 5, the Ford F-250. Number 4 is the Ram 1500. Number 3 is the CR-1500. Number 2 is the Ford F-150. Yeah, you're considering it, I guess, but you're not really going to buy it. That's the consideration list is what we call it. And, of course, you're considering the number one slot again. They win in this category also in the consideration category. Number one is Chevrolet Silverado 1500. Oh, don't consider it. Just buy it. Come on. Sign the paper. Anyway, coming up, the mid-size trucks are really hitting heavy. You're considering those, but not as much as a full-size pickup truck. You got the Toyota Tacoma. Like Mike here in Boise, Idaho, with 300,000 miles on it. You got the Chevy Colorado. These are mid-sized trucks. You have now the Ford Ranger out there. You have the GMC Canyon. It's a mid-sized truck, too. But you're still wanting the full-size. 36% of you still want the full-size pick-em-up truck. There it is. Obviously, I guess. That's what the survey said. So, with that, you know, we got to actually talk a little bit about, well, Toyota's there, of course, as you know, the Toyota Tacoma. Well, guess what? Congratulations to Toyota. Let's give them a hand because Toyota plans to build an all-new, all-electric SUV in Kentucky. Yes, you Kentucky folks, congratulations. In Kentucky, they're doing it. The year is 2025. A new Ute will use batteries from under construction in the plant. Right there in Kentucky. Oh, yeah. Well, as you know, EVs, those two letters right there, they're going to be producing an all-new battery electric sport utility, Ute, at its massive Georgetown, Kentucky plant starting in 2025. So, if you folks might be wanting to maybe get a different job, there you are, right there in Georgetown, Kentucky. We'll work in the Toyota plant. They also Toyota also has plans, folks, to invest an additional $2.1 billion. I said billion in its North Carolina battery production facility, which is also expected to be up and running in 2025. So I'm letting the cat out of the hubcap off the wheel, maybe, I guess, huh? Yeah. Now the cash pushes the total investment in the plant and other facilities in Liberty, North Carolina, which was announced last year to, well, their total numbers now, right there in North Carolina, at $5.9 billion for batteries. Yep. It'll have a six battery production lines for batteries, EV, you know, for doing the batteries for EVs. They'll have four for the hybrid vehicles and two for electric vehicles. No details yet, though, have come to the media about the new SUV, which that is called the Ute. By the way, it's going to be a mid-size three-row Ute, all electric. Three-row Ute electric, or electric Ute. No more carbon footprint there, I understand. Toyota, right there in Kentucky. Congratulations, and of course, Toyota North Carolina. Awesome. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside to hear that, to be knowing that it's jobs for the United States, folks. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, that's your study. Chevrolet. And then Toyota. Money. Oh, yeah. Trivia coming back right there. Sit still. Fasten the seatbelt. Put the tray table up. We're still going. We're in second gear now. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rider, the Ghost Rider.
recycled garbage bags? What? Yeah, we all have them. You probably have a spot underneath your kitchen sink, don't you? You go to the store, you get the plastic recycled bags to carry your groceries out. We recycle. I know you do. Thank you. But come on, do you have recycled garbage bags in your tires? Oh, guess what? Do you remember last week? Was it last week? I don't know. Time flies so fast. The Indianapolis 500. We know about those rubber black tires, don't we? We do. In fact, just a real quick note, I want all of you to be careful of the alligators, the black alligators that are on the highways. What I'm saying here is that the big semis driving down your highways, the tires come apart, and they're called alligators. They literally, when the tire comes apart, you actually have a recap. The tread off of the semi-truck trailer tire laying on the side of the road or right in front of you, and you're going to swerve to miss it. Watch out for the black alligator, because it'll come right up and take your tire out or your gas tank out. I keep getting stories from all of you. Thank you for sharing, and that's a reminder to watch out for tires that are coming apart. The black alligators. But let's get right back down to the nuts and the bolts of the story. Firestone Firehawk race tires. Folks, the Indianapolis 500 just happened. Firestone. They made tires out of your plastic grocery bags. And that product is in Firestone Firehawk Indianapolis 500 tires, besides the other Firestone type tires that are out there that are probably on your rear race car right now. Garbage bags, plastic. That's right, they're recycling it. Bridgestone America's, they provided new tires for this year's Indianapolis 500 that used a compound featuring recycled plastics. Your water bottles, your grocery bags, recycled plastics. Bridgestone. Which, Bridgestone and Firestone, you know, yeah, they're together on this, absolutely. And as you know, going at 234 miles an hour on the Indianapolis 500 track, your rubber tires mean a lot, but they're making them again. A lot of information, the racing tires of today, which your plant, the rubber comes from grown in deserts of Arizona, by the way, the rubber does, and out of a very unique plant, rubber plant. Well, I'm just going to make it simple there. And now they're saying they're running short of, they can't grow the plants fast enough to build all the tires that you and I need for our cars. So they're basically using recycled plastics, 100% renewable and recycled materials. They're planning on, the ATPC is one of the Bridgestone's facilities in North America, to be awarded the certification for using plastics. Now, Bridgestone's goals. Period. Bridgestone's goals to achieve carbon neutral tires, carbon neutral, no black rubber. Black carbon is what I was taught through Michelin. Well, Bridgestone says no more. They want 100% renewable and recycled materials in their tires, all our plastics, by 2050. And they're working. Well, they worked in the Indianapolis 500 this year, didn't it? Because the speeds were the all-time record this year. Absolutely. Big time. Got a trivia question out there for you on Auto World this week. What was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And email again, please, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to your emails throughout all the week for you folks listening on a delayed or a different time slot station, and or you're not live because you're calling that number. Remember Auto World, and please, please answer the trivia anyway, period. You're going to get a great gift for sure. That's all there is to it. From SDP, Mothers, Meguiar's, Solution Finish, Wash Drops. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it this week. We're putting PB Blaster in there. Oh, yeah. Okay. Lucid. Have you heard about the Lucid Dream Machine? We can call it that, I guess. Yeah. Lucid. Have you heard about them? Well, what'd they do? A reverse split. Yep. They did a reverse split, but they're here again. They're back. Lucid gets a $3 billion lifeline, folks. It's an electric, all-electric, 100% electric car. They got a $3 billion lifeline from Saudi Arabia. Yep, struggling EV startup they are. Bailout, $3 billion. Now, that gets them enough money, I understand, to get them all the way through 2025. It plans to have a new, higher-volume models available. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Motor Trend Car of the Year. Beautiful car. They've done a really good job, but it takes money, doesn't it, to make a car happen for all of us to decide to buy it or not. Now, supposedly, I guess, the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, or PIF, which now has about $9 billion invested in this California-based automaker. The additional funds will be raised through a new public offering, 173.5 million shares of common stock. Lucid. So if you really, you might want to. I've had some friends that want to get involved with, investing. And that investing, you could invest in Lucid. And, you know, it could be one of those things, again, where, you know, the story behind Henry Ford, Dearborn. He built, with Thomas Edison, he built two generators in his house on the river right there because he didn't know if his Ford Motor Company was going to make it or not. But he knew that he could sell that electricity to Dearborn to feed his family, because he had no idea Ford would make it. Well, looky there. I think they made it. Yeah, I think Ford's still around, aren't they? Yeah, they are. With that, Ford and Uber out of Dearborn, in fact. Yep, Ford Next launches flexible lease pilot. Ford Drive is what it's called, with Uber. Yep, Ford Drive with Uber, aiming to boost electric ride share, folks. So there's two letters, EV. It's a new pilot program. It creates flexible electrical solutions for drivers who use the Uber platform in select U.S. markets, allowing you to lease a vehicle for more customized time periods. Wow. Well, Ford, it's called Ford Drive, so take a look at it. You can Google it. It's going to have some Mustang Mach-E's in it. Oh, yeah. 4-month lease. What? Huh. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin says a recording of former President Trump discussing secret documents is likely to add to his legal troubles.
Apparently, the recording also reflects Donald Trump's knowledge that he had not declassified the documents, or he knew that it was still classified.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Maryland Democrats stopped short of saying Trump should be charged. A Republican congressman has some advice for GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis.
My advice is not to try to out-Trump Donald Trump.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Colorado Representative Ken Buck said DeSantis should focus on his record as governor of Florida. Chuck Todd stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
It's been an amazing, nearly decade-long run.
NBC's chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker will take over as moderator in September. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Glad they're there. We need them. I'm glad the Highway Patrol's there, the City Patrol's there, and everybody, the Country Patrol. Thank you. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you being here and also protecting us out there. And please remember the move-over law. I do not want to hear about you going off a tow truck's ramp and playing Dukes of Hazzard. Woo! Bison! They're everywhere! Or it's email time. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. He says, get into the email bag. Let's do it. See if I can find one in there. Now, if you... you won't be able to hear me if I keep rattling all the emails. Okay, we've got an email here. And I can, let's see, make sure. And if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just let me know, and I won't, but I'll still help for sure. And remember, email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I can read this. This is coming in from Florida. I can read this one live on the air. And, you know, your emails are good 29 hours a day, folks, okay? So whenever you need help with the price of a car or buying a car or even selling a car, where do I get the numbers, Mark, the value, what's a real good number for my car? That's the last thing I want you to do is lose money on selling a car. Let's get the right dollar amount out of it, period. I've been doing quite well here lately, helping clients sell their cars, being a selling agent on Bring a Trailer for them, and we're doing quite well putting and matching people together and getting the right homes for your car. That's another big thing too, especially if it's a classic or an antique car. Okay, let's get to the email. Got it here. It says, always looking forward to your show every week, Mark. Thanks for being here. It's Lee and Debbie. Lee and Debbie, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate that. Good to be here with you. This is a question for you. My wife and I share a vehicle every day carpooling. Sure saves money. But now it's time for us to buy another vehicle. I'm confused on where to purchase it. With all these online car dealers and all the new and used dealers in our town, it's hard to decide on where to go. Plus, you have Facebook and Craigslist, folks selling their ride online. Could you help and direct us down the right road to get the best ride for the buck? Thank you. Lee and Debbie, with you every week on WWPR here in Sarasota, Florida. Awesome. Thank you, Lee and Debbie. Appreciate that. See, that's how we do it, folks. Doesn't matter how short or long. Long emails are awesome. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in Sarasota, Florida. Woo! Good. Man, I'm glad when we got a charged-up battery and the horn's working. Shout-out goes out to WWPR AM 1490, St. Petersburg, Bradenton, Sarasota, Florida, and everyone in around those towns. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in and absolutely tuning in to your favorite radio station, WWPR AM 1490. Lee and Debbie, thank you for the question. This is a question I receive constantly. We're going to help a lot of people here, right now, on Auto World. That's right. Facebook and Craigslist, hard, isn't it? Especially that I know for a fact that a lot of used car dealers and new car dealers are putting their cars on Facebook Marketplace. And they're also putting them on Craigslist. So to get right down to it, and you're right, .com. You can go to, I can mention some, why not? They're not sponsors, by the way, folks, but you've got Autotrader.com. I mean, there's so many. Autotrader.com. You got CarMax.com. You've got Cars.com. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, just like Lee and Deb are saying here. So where do we go? What's the best thing to do? It's called a relationship. It really is. A relationship between you and the seller. So if you do drive into your local dealer, if you do call somebody on Facebook through the internet, hitting your keypad on your cell phone or your computer or Craigslist, you need to find out the DNA story behind the vehicle. See, a lot of these vehicles get traded off and they get sent to the auction. The dealers, new and used, go out to the auction and they buy them and they really don't know the story. It's called a numbers game. That's why I use KBB.com, Kelley Blue Book, NADA.com, that's the yellow book, to see what values are. But you need to ask questions about the story behind the vehicle to find out if it has had anything done on it, how long have they owned it, why are they selling it, things like that. And if you're really not getting the answers, then you're going to find that that vehicle probably is not for you. But one thing that I do know for a fact, when you drive into a dealership that's been there in your town there in Sarasota, Florida, there, Lee and Deb, you're going to find that they've been there for how many years? They have a reputation to stand behind. We've been here since 1992. We're going to stand behind the reputation of 1992, all those years, right here at Auto World. So if that dealership's been around for quite some time, and I'm talking not only new dealerships, but I'm talking about used dealerships, just make sure that they've been around and they know that you can come back in and say, hey, you sold me a lemon. It tastes like a lemon even. Ah. We don't want lemons. So get the DNA story behind the car. Who owned it first? Who owned it second? Who owned it third? And do you really want a car that's been owned 18 different times? What's that tell you? See? The story behind the story. Why would 18 different families get rid of a car? Something's wrong with it. And a good way of finding out what to buy, Lee and Deb, is just look around Sarasota, Florida, in your area that you're driving every day, and kind of do an inventory check on in your head when you drive by and see that same make and model on the road. I believe that's the one you probably want, because the people, all of us, would really get rid of the lemons and buy the good apple. Right? With no worm in it. So that's how you do it. Hope that helps. If not, let's do a follow-up and make sure we get you in the right car for your type of driving. That's what you want to buy. What kind of use you're going to be using it for, and buy it from that. And that's what the filter should be when you go into the Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, Cars.com. By the way, CarMax, by the way, is a good folks. I've used them before. They'll ship a car to and from for you for free. And certain areas and towns and stuff, they'll only charge you $99 just to ship it in, just so you can look at it. Wow. And you'll find that the cars they have are, low miles and in good shape. So, and also there is dealers out there, I want to highlight this too, there's dealers out there with refurbished titles where it's been in an accident, it costs more to fix the car than what it's worth, and there's dealers that exclusively only deal in refurbished or totaled out titles. I would not buy one of those cars. Don't want to do it. It could have been in a flood. It could have been in a whole bunch of different. You just don't want a headache later. Anyway, Lee and Deb, thank you. Appreciate it. I got a little gift for you. Let me get you my address. My address is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Send me back an address and I can ship out some good products. Get you smelling good with that new used car you're going to buy. That's how you do it. Folks, also, when we come back, we've got a trivia question answer here. And that trivia question is, what was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? What was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, I've got an answer to that, looks like. We'll get to that. And when we come back from the short break, also, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty when it comes to 5 active safety features coming standard in 98% of their vehicles, folks. 98% of their vehicles. What was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? 855-660-4261. And do you ever even use your horn? We do here on Auto World, as you know. We've got 2 or 3 different types. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to you. Coming back, grab yourself some dark chocolate M&Ms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Keeping it clean, keeping it clean.
Oh, I just love a good detailed car, inside out, making it look good. Huh? You show up like you... Well, you show up looking good. That's what it's all about. Got that trivia question out there this hour of Auto World, and that is, what was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? Ted gets us right there in Sturgis, South Dakota, listening to us on KYDT 103.1 FM, Sundance, Wyoming, Gillette, Sturgis, Spearfish. Good to have you folks along. Thank you, Ted. Ted says it was 1935 in the email here. Ted, how'd you know that? Woo! Yeah, you are right. Congratulations, Ted. You're right. It was 1935 when, in fact, that was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns. Do you use your horn, Ted? Hopefully you do every once in a while just to make sure it still works. How many of you? This is your homework this week before we come back next week, folks. Push the horn button and see if it works. Do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. No. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There you go. That way I don't have all the neighbors after me. Ted, I appreciate it calling in, emailing us in from Sturgis, South Dakota. Again, good to have you folks along on KYDT 103.1 FM. And Ted, if you would, send me an address. If you would, I got a little gift pack for you. And that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And yes, I'm going to throw in a rusty old horn off a 1935 Ford. No, I wouldn't do that. It cost me more to ship the horn to you than what the horn's even worth. Would you put it on your vehicle, though, Ted, if I did? You folks remember the old Town Landau? No? Do you remember the Heritage model? Oh, but the new Turbo Coupe. How about that? Oh, it was back in 1982, the Town Landau. Yep. It was the Thunderbird series. Yes, back in the day. 1982. The 83 came out with a new shape. You had the Heritage edition. The new Turbo Coupe back in the day, back in 1983, sold for $13,170. I worked on them, and they still are. Oh, they did move. They did. The back tires do spin. They really did. Absolutely. Okay, we got to get to the bison, folks. Over on our Facebook page, you'll see it. You'll see bison all over the place. What's this all about? Are they coming to a street near you? Yes, they are. So watch out for those big bison. Not only are they going to be in Yellowstone, they're going to be in your neighborhood. What? It's the 2024 Colorado ZR2 Bison from Chevrolet. Yeah, the Chevrolet Colorado, the 2024 ZR2 Bison. It's all new for 2024. Now, here's quite an interesting tidbit. Made in partnerships with AEV. That's the American Expedition Vehicle. The all-new 2024 Colorado ZR2 Bison. It's America's ultimate off-road beast. Maybe I want to drive that one through Yellowstone Park so the other bison doesn't get me. Anyway, that's built to take on any terrain. The Bison is loaded with AEV off-road enhancements to enable even higher levels of performance and extreme capability to go wherever bison go. The Bison is the most off-road capability mid-size truck, offering unraveled off-road performance without, well, cutting back on ride quality and handling or even safety. So you can drive it down the freeway. I don't think those bisons there in Yellowstone can ride with you or run with you. It's been tested and proven by champion off-road racer Chad Hall in competition and underwent very huge, extensive testing on the Rubicon Trail. The ZR2 Bison. AEV heavy-duty winch, front bumper, factory. AEV rear bumper and AEV fender flares, factory. 17-inch beadlock, folks. Oh, yeah, giving the Jeep Wrangler some competition. The segment exclusive 35-inch OD mud terrain tires. 35-inchers, guys, gals, come on. Best-in-class approach angle, 38.2-degree. Departure angle, 26 degrees. Break-over angle, 26.9 degrees. That's huge. Now, this will kind of throw you a little bit of a hubcap off the car. It's got a standard 2.7-liter turbo high-output powertrain. Huh? 2.7 liter? Yep. Power locking front and rear diffs. It also has best in class ground clearance. Here's the number. Best in class for a mid-size truck. 12.2 inches. That's the height. Go ahead. See if you can't find those big rocks on your bison. You'll go right over them. Yep. Also, racing expired spare tire carrier and spray-on bed liner. Comes with it factory. It's got a flow tie front badge instead of a bow tie. A flow tie front badge and a bison exterior identification. They will know that you're in a bison. Well, driving one anyway. Chevrolet Infotainment Center with an 11.3-inch diagonal color touchscreen with Google built-in. It's got the wireless Apple CarPlay. This is a mid-size bison truck. Android Auto's in there also. Wi-Fi hotspot capability. I mean, what? It's got everything. No, I know a lot of you are saying, okay, come on, get down to the nuts and the bolts, bolts of this propulsion of this bad boy. Okay, here it is. The 2.7-liter turbo dual overhead cam, the i4. It's got 310 horsepower, 8-speed automatic, 4-wheel drive, and 2-speed transfer case. Yep. Payload, though. I know, you've been waiting for the payload. Here's the payload. 1,050 pounds. Max trailering is 5,500. Now, this is a mid-size bison. Truck, that is. ZR2 Bison. So, take a look. Google it. Let me know what you think. 2024 Colorado ZR2 Bison. It'll give the bison and Yellowstone a run for their money, I think. That's one thing you do not want to do is try to make the bison and Yellowstone run. Stay away from them, please. Absolutely. Thank you. And by the way, real quick, the 5 active safety that we didn't get to yet. I'm going to do it right now. We got a little time. 5 active safety features come standard on all General Motors EVs for 2023 model, folks. 5 actives. 98% of their vehicles have 5 different type of features that are all about safety. So, we're going to run out of time here, but you know what? I want you to Google that too. Five. And again, the stats did come out. Fatalities in the last year have dropped. And I want to congratulate all the car manufacturers for actually putting in more safety features and not cutting corners. Thank you. Appreciate it. So we are all safe. A lot more than we ever have been.
For a word with Mark. And now it's time for a word with Mark.
This week's word, ears. That's right. Yes, I said it. Your ears. Your friend's ears, your relative's ears. We use them all the time. Sometimes it's better to use them over the mouth. Use them to find noises in your automobile, in your auto world. Because I know you have noises in your automobile. Use them. And I want to thank all of you for using your ears here every week on Auto World. Thanks for tuning in and using them. I appreciate it. Remember the email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Keep them coming. Thank you. Appreciate that. And at any one point in time, let's talk. You can send me your phone number. It stays with you. You can change your name if you'd like, but let's keep in. I want to make sure your Auto World is good. And we're going to make it good by giving you and getting you into the right car, the right truck, and also the right products to make that Auto World of yours drive safe. Appreciate you joining me again. The Garage Door is going down on the third hour. We're going to be back here next week. What do we got planned? You never know. It's a big Auto World out there. Thanks for joining me, and drive safe, everybody, and motor on!
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.